我们早祷会继续用省察自己来互相的勉励。
So our morning prayer, we continue to use examine ourselves for mutual encouragement.
一个人的信仰最重要的一种能力就是要省察自己。
So one important factors for one's faith is to be able to examine ourselves.
请看哈该书。
Let's turn to Haggai.
哈该书第一章。
The book of Haggai, chapter 1,
第六节。
Verse 6.
哈该书第一章第六节。
The book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 6.
一章的第六节。
1 verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
你们撒的种多，收的缺少，你们吃却吃不饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱藏在破漏的囊中。第七节，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。第六节是一种困局。
So,
一种 difficult situation.
So, verse 6 is a difficult situation.
就是生活很不顺利。
That is, life is not smooth sailing.
那做什么都不顺。
No matter what one's do is not smooth.
以当时来说，他们的事业也不顺。
So back then, their career wasn't smooth.
因为他们工作就是要耕田，但是他们收成很不好。
So back then they work as farmers and the harvest was not good.
得到了赚到钱，但是又存不了钱。
So they earn wages, but it's put into a bag and a hole.
生活过得很辛苦。
And their livelihood was filled with difficulties.
那遇到这种情况啊，有两种不同的反应。
So when one encounters such situation, they have two reactions.
第一种反应呢？就是可以去埋怨神，或者是埋怨别人。
So first reaction is to murmur against God or to people.
我们很容易把自己的问题去归咎给别人。
So oftentimes we always blame others for our own problems.
比如说我们会赖老板对我不好啊。
So we can blame that my boss is not good to me.
同事也对我不好啊。
My colleagues are not good to me.
或者是这个经济不好啊。
Or perhaps it's the financial market is bad.
或者是我们会埋怨我们的家人。
Or perhaps we murmur against our family members.
你们家人没有配合我啊，对我不好啊。
Because my family members, they are not, they don't treat me well.
都让我很生气啊。
And they antagonize me.
我们也可以怪给神。
And we also can blame God.
哎，我每个礼拜六都有来聚会一下，人都没有祝福我。
I come to Sabbath every Saturday, but yet God did not bless me.
我有做圣工啊。
I'm involved in church work.
为什么神都没有祝福我？
But why God did not bless me?
所以这是第一种反应。
So this is the first kind of reaction.
把自己的问题归咎给别人，甚至归咎给神。
So we blame others for our own problems, or even to God.
但是这种做法是没有用的。
So such act is no use.
因为你把自己的问题推给别人。
Because we blame others for our own problems.
你永远不会解决自己的问题。
So forever we will not.Solve our problems.
如果你的问题是出于神，神没有祝福你。
So if your problem comes from God and God did not bless you,
如果神容许你遇到这些困难，
if God allows you to encounter such problems,
甚至讲清楚一点，神要来挡你的路。
Or to be put it clear that God has blocked your way.
那唯一的方法就是用第二个方向。
So the only solution to it is to have this second direction.
这是第七节。
That's verse 7.
我们一起读第七节。
Let's read together.
一二三。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。这里提到省察。
So here it says, consider your ways.
如果一个人自己不省察自己的话，
So if one does not examine oneself,
他只会把问题归咎给别人，归咎给神。
So this person will only blame others to the problems to them others or to God.
他会一直受苦下去。
So this person will continue to suffer.
甚至会越来越苦。
And to the point that he suffer more and more.
因为他不知道自己的问题在哪里。
Because this person do not know where the problem lies.
他自己也没有改变。
And this person does not change.
然后他自己跟神的关系也没有和好。
And the relationship between this person and God has not reconciled.
以当时的问题来说，他们就是忽略了自己的信仰。
So back then, their problems was that they have neglected their faith.
没有看重信仰。
And they have not placed emphasis in their faith.
啊，神的殿荒凉了。
So the temple of God has been ruined.
所以他们自己盖房，自己种田，神也不祝福他们。
So they built their own house and they do their own farmings, and even God did not bless them.
你再努力一点工作是没有用的。
So no matter how much they labor in their work, it's pointless.
你再种更多的田，撒多了更多的种也没有用了。
So no matter how much how much they sow, and it's pointless.
不是说不用努力。
It's not to say one does not need to work hard.
可是问题不是在于你不够努力。
So the problem does not lie to that you are not hardworking enough.
问题在于你跟神的关系出了问题。
So the problem lies between your relationship with God.
但是这个别人很难告诉你。
So this is very hard for someone to tell you that.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为别人告诉我们，我们不会听得下去。
Because if someone were to tell us, we would not be able to take it.
你看以前那么多先知，一直讲，一直讲。
So in the past, there are many prophets, they have been talking about it.
但是如果一个人没有自我反省的能力的话，
So if one does not have a self-reflection ability,
就算有再会讲道的先知提醒他们，他们也不会去改的。
So even if one that is a very good speaking prophet, the person will not change.
所以神说啊，你们要自己想一想。
So God says, consider your ways.
今天我们也是一样。
Likewise today for us.
道理可能也听了不少了。
And we have heard many good sermons.
理论我们都知道了。
And we know what are the things that we need to do.
但是对自己的了解却是很少。
And yet we fail to understand ourselves.
我的软弱到底在哪里？
So where are our weaknesses?
我亏欠神的地方在哪里？
So what are the shortcomings that I have fallen short from God?
到底在哪一些方面要省察自己呢？
So in what aspects we need to self-examine ourselves?
提出几点跟大家来一同学习。
So here are a few points that I would like to share for mutual learning.
第一方面，
The first aspect.
我们要反省一下有没有隐藏的罪。
So we have to examine ourselves whether we have hidden sins.
我们看诗篇六十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 66.
十八节。
Verse 18.
诗篇六十六篇十八节。
Psalm 66 verse 18.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
六十六篇十八节。
Psalm 66 18.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。这里圣经告诉我们呢，
Here the Bible tells us,
祷告并不是祷告越多时间越长就一定是越好。
So prayer does not mean that the more you pray, the longer you pray, that means it will be effective.
如果心中我们有注重罪孽，
So if we regard iniquity in our hearts,
就是心中有罪。
So if our hearts there's sin,
我们没有在神面前把自己的罪找出来。
So we do not search out the sins within us before God.
没有针对自己的罪去悔改。
So we do not address to our sins to repent.
我们只是把我们的问题归咎给别人。
So we only blame others for our problem.
自己没有悔改的话。
And if we do not repent,
你一直求神帮助你都是浪费时间的。
So no matter how You ask God to help you, you are wasting your time.
知道我们的电脑啊，过一段时间都要去做一个扫毒的这个工作。
So we know that we all have to do a scan each time we use our computer.
因为我们的电脑很容易中毒。
Because our computer is bound to have virus.
中了电脑中了毒啊，尤其是 PC 啊，用 PC 的人啊，中了毒，哇，越来越慢。
So once your PC has been infected with virus, then it becomes very slow.
有时候你按，没有反应。
So sometimes you answer and it didn't really have any reaction.
所以到最后就死机了。
So in the end, it hang.
我们有时候就是这样。
So sometimes we are like that too.
他们心中如果隐藏罪的时候。
So if we have a hidden sin in our heart.
我们的对神的反应就越来越少。
So we are slow to react to God.
有时候我们对神就越来越没有感觉。
So even we have no feelings towards God.
祷告也祷告不下去。
And we can't even pray.
罪有很多种不同的形式。
So there are many forms of sins.
可能是野部的情欲。
So maybe it's the lust of the eye.
尤其是现在我们手机啊、电脑啊、平板那么方便，我们每天其实看很多罪。
Especially when now that we have our handphones with us and we committed a lot of sin.
我们眼睛很喜欢看东看西。
So we like to watch a lot of things.
你看了一些刺激的东西，世界上世俗的东西，你祷告就很难专心。
So when you see things that stimulates you, then even when you pray, it's very hard for you to concentrate.
再来肉体的情欲。
And next, the lust of the flesh.
是不是放纵肉体？
Did we that we have lots of desire?
这个也是一种罪。
So this is a form of sin.
但是更隐藏的罪是心中的骄傲。
So the most hidden sin is the pride of life.
有时候我们很骄傲，我们自己不知道。
And sometimes we are proud, we don't even know.
我们怎么知道我们骄傲呢？
And how do we know that we are proud?
都是别人错。
So each time is people are at fault.
都是怪别人。
So we blame to others.
全世界都错，就是我自己没错。
So the whole world has been wrong except myself.
这个就是一种骄傲。
So this is a kind of pride.
都要别人听你的。
So you want everyone to listen to you.
啊，这是一种骄傲。
So this is a kind of proudness.
或是一直讲自己的好。
Or you boast about your goodness.
这是一种罪。
So this is a kind of sin.
所以哦，如果真的要在神面前重新得到祝福。
So if you truly want to be blessed before God,
我们想我们的家庭或是我们生活上面有改变。
We think about our families or the life that we have to change.
我们真的要反省自己。
We truly have to reflect on ourselves.
那谁要反省自己啊？
And who should reflect on themselves?
我们看撒迦利亚书第三章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 3.
撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
撒迦利亚书第三章第一节
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1
我们一起读
Let's read together
一二三又指给我看大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前撒旦也站在约书亚的右边与他作对这也是同时期的一个意象
So this is the visions at the same time
哈该先知跟撒迦利亚先知是同时期的先知
So Prophets Zechariah and Prophet Haggai, they exist at the same time.
他们都是针对以色列百姓重建圣殿来发预言鼓励他们。
So they address the nations to repent.
那撒迦利亚的信息呢更尖锐。
So the message from Prophet Zechariah is even more sharp.
当时在重建圣殿的过程当中
So during then, during the rebuilding of the temple,
有神的工作
That's the work of God.
但是也有魔鬼的工作
At the same time, there is also the work of the devil.
我们看这一节就知道了，在神的人里面，在神的选民里面，有天使。有约书亚大祭司站在神的面前。
So in the work of God, before that, there's the angels as well as the priests.
那个大祭司是谁
？Who is the high priest?
当时候所有祭司里面的带领者。
So during then, he was the great leader.
是一年一次可以进到至圣所献祭的。
So he entered into the holiest of holies, to offer once.
但是魔鬼也在工作啊。
However, the Satan is also working at the same time.
魔鬼也在阻挡，不想神的殿盖起来啊。
So the Satan was opposing. He did not want the temple of God, the temple of God to be rebuilt.
今天你想发起热心，魔鬼要阻挡你。
Today, when you want to have zeal before the Lord, the Satan will stop you.
今天你想都来聚会，魔鬼会阻挡你，让你。家里发生事情，公司发生事情。
Today, when you want to come to church more often, the Satan will stop you. Your things in your family will happen.
你想夫妻同心一起来侍奉神，魔鬼会来攻击你。
So when spouse wants to serve the Lord, the devil will attack.
尤其是如果我们不小心。
Especially when if we are not careful.
当时候，大祭司约书亚，他本来是穿着外表上非常圣洁、非常漂亮的祭司袍。
So during then, Joshua the high priest, he wore the high priest robe.
但是呢，竟然啊，撒旦可以跟他作对。
And yet the Satan will stand against him.
为什么撒旦可以跟他作对呢
？And why is Satan is able to stand against him?
神的工作不是没有人可以阻挡的吗
？Isn't it God works and no one can oppose to it?
为什么他可以被撒旦阻挡？
And why he can be opposed by Satan?
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
一二三，约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。原来约书亚大祭司自己穿的衣服是不洁净的。
The reason behind is because Joshua was clothed with filthy garments.
所以撒旦阻挡他。
And therefore Satan opposed him.
撒旦阻挡他，大祭司都做不了事情了。
So when Satan opposed him, the high priest cannot do work.
原来当时重建圣殿整个过程里面最关键的一个人物之一。
So during then, the most crucial person during the rebuilding of the temple.
其实有两个关键人物。
There are two crucial people.
一个就是所罗巴伯。
One is Zerubbabel.
第二个就是约书亚。
And the second one is Joshua.
约书亚是属灵的带领者。
So Joshua is the spiritual leader.
结果属灵的带领者原来自己早就出了问题。
And the result of this spiritual leaders, he himself has problems.
原来自己私底下不干净。
So in him, he was not clean.
大家都不知道。
And no one knew about it.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
今天也是一样。
And likewise today.
我们要重建我们的信仰。
So today we have to rebuild our faith.
我们的带领家庭。
We have to lead our family.
我们要兴旺教会。
And we have to revive the church.
我们有很多的计划。
There are many plans.
但是如果我们心中没有除掉亏欠神的事情。
But if in our hearts we have not get rid of the things that we have fallen short of God.
没有向神认罪悔改。
And if we have not admit our sins before God.
哪怕是眼目的情欲。
And even is the lust of the eyes.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
或者是心中的骄傲。
And the pride of our life.
我们知道污一点点脏就可以污秽整件衣服了。
We know that a little dirt can dirty the whole clothing.
你不用说整件都脏。
Don't say that the whole clothes are dirty.
像新娘子穿白婚纱。
Just like the bride when she wear the wedding gown.
只有一点是脏的。
Even if a spot is dirty,
整件就不能穿。
So the whole gown is useless.
你不用说整件都是黑的才是脏。
Don't even need to mention that the whole gown need to be dirty.
只要魔鬼误会我们一点点思想。
As long as the Satan has polluted our thinking.
要我们的动机不纯。
As long as our intention is not pure.
要我们失去圣洁的心。
And we lose our pure, the pureness of our heart.
这样子我们在神面前就有亏欠了。
So before God, then we have fallen short.
对，等一下我们还要领圣餐呢。
Later we will partake the Holy Communion.
圣经告诉我们，领圣餐之前也要省察自己。
So the Bible tells us that before we partake the Holy Communion, we have to examine ourselves.
最近我的生活对得起神吗？有没有亏欠神？
So lately, have I fallen short of God's glory?
我在家里有没有跟我先生、我太太常常吵架
？So at home, do I quarrel or fight with my husband or wife?
我有没有对我父母不孝顺
？And I inferior to my parents?
我自己的关起房间的门呢？来里面看了什么
？So when I shut myself off in the room, what am I watching?
我的思想在想什么
？So what am I thinking?
我做圣工的态度是怎么样
？So what are my attitudes towards the holy work？
我有没有赦免别人
？Have I forgiven one another？
我们心中有没有恨
？Have I have any hatred？
这个都要一直的反省。
So this we have to continually reflect。
只有我们一反省，要悔改。
So when we reflect, we also need to repent。
神就把我们污秽的衣服就拿走。
And God will take away our filthy garments。
让我们可以再一次站在神的面前。
And once again, we can stand before God。
现在我们剩下的时间，我们就来迫切的这个做祷告。
So the remainder time, we will pray earnestly to God。
为我们今天一整天的圣会，还有等一下要领圣餐，反省。切实悔改。
And we pray for the whole day's service, and also especially the Holy Communion that we have to truly repent.
还有圣经说，我们要省察自己有没有信心。
So the Bible also tell us that we also need to examine whether we have faith.
我信心最近是不是软弱了
？Have my faith become weak lately?
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.